You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'd like to challenge her to a little bowl off. I would be put in my place very quickly. Story here from Channel 5. 14-year-old Avery Bourne has quite the gash on her thumb these days, but she has a pretty cool story to go along with it. The Liberty native who made history in February of last year when she became, this is from Channel 5, the youngest Missouri girl to ever bowl a perfect 300, has now won two national championships in under 2 weeks. And she and sister and dad, who is also her coach, join us in studio this afternoon.
Welcome, all of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Avery, sweetheart, what year were you? How old when you started bowling?
I was 4 years old.
And what did you like about it? Because at age four, you know, most kids are gluing macaroni on pages in like preschool. What was it about bowling that you loved at age four?
I didn't really know much. Like, I just got put in lease because my grandpa and my grandma own a bowling alley in Excelsior Springs. And so they just wanted me to try it out, and I ended up liking it. But I would always get angry because I was in the bumper league for a little bit when I was four, and I would throw it straight down the middle and not get as many of pins as the other kids who would be bouncing it off the
bumper. We're 55, and we're still in the bumper league.
Clint, Dad, when did you know this was something? Like, when did you know, what age where you were like, she's really good?
About the age of 10 is when we realized that she was picking up things that some of the other kids in leagues were just not understanding. That's when we started really pushing tournaments and making sure she was at league every week and starting to develop. And then when we got to the age 12, it really took off at 12. And that's when she really started picking her game up quite a bit.
But Dad, to the novices in the room, and that's me and Dana, when you say she was picking up things that other kids her age could, what do you mean by that?
So, like, counting boards, like the board you stand on when you start, you know, counting the boards on the lane, hitting marks on the lane, like what dot and what the arrows mean. And, you know, in billiards, kind of like the same thing with the dots on the side of the rails, you know, it's bowling's the same, it's geometry. And, you know, finding that right angle and the right ball and just her hand placement behind the ball. It's just, it's a net. She has a natural ability, and her grandfather's teaching has just really brought out the best in what she has.
And real quick, just for our other listeners, you said girls bowling, especially with college scholarships, has just exploded. She's already getting attention from some big name colleges.
Sure. Yeah. She's got quite the following on social media. You know, obviously Division I colleges can't talk to her yet. You have to be a junior in high school before D1 can start talking to you, but the interest is there. And scholarships in women's bowling is huge. One, because there's just not as many girls as there are on the boys' side. You know, with boys, there was over 1,000 boys in the U18 division, you know, at junior gold, and there was 179 U14 girls.
Wow.
So now that jumps up. There was like 300 in U16 and U18, but, you know, at this age, most girls haven't really started to develop that skill set yet.
Yeah.
But how do you know? Because you're right, universities can't start talking to Avery until she's a junior in high school. What does the attention or the looking at look like? They can't tell you they're coming to watch, can they? Or do they have to?
No, they don't have to. And there was plenty of colleges in Minnesota. Yeah. There were several that were in and out of the building. Now, being in the U14 division, we didn't see the D1 coaches as much as the U16 girls U18 girls, because they're trying to lock down their rosters for the next year or two and not looking super far in the future. But at the moment, it's just them liking her material and her potential that she puts online. Yeah.
Avery, tell us about your perfect 300. You are the youngest person in the history of the state of Missouri to bowl a perfect game.
I think that's pretty cool. And the bowling alley that I threw it at, my papa actually used to work there too before he bowled, he bought the one now.
Were you in a competition when it happened, or were you just bowling?
Yeah, it was a tournament. It was a family tournament. So, like, I think I was bowling with my dad.
And you're used to throwing strikes, but just not that many, maybe in a row, one after another after another. Did you start getting nervous, like, toward the ninth frame?
What was going through your mind as you go to those late frames?
I know that when I start getting on, like, a streak like that, I get, like, fast with my feet, and then, like, my timing gets messed up and everything. So I was just telling myself to, like, stay slow and, like, not mess up.
But with the last ball that you were throwing, I mean, was there a crowd gathered around?
Yeah.
You were shaking.
I was.
And what was your reaction when all of them fell?
I was just like, oh, my God.
Just pure joy and giddiness.
Were you there, Dad? Were you there?
Oh, I was there. Yeah, it was the Missouri Bowling Proprietors Family Adult Youth Tournament, and it was the zone round. So we already advanced out of the house round, and we were at the zone round to go to state, and she beat me pretty bad.
And Hadley, you're Avery's little sister. What is it like to go and watch her compete?
Well, sometimes I'm, like, super bored because I'm not all into that stuff.
Kids say the darndest things, don't
they? Yeah, you're a dancer, not a bowler.
Yeah, I'm not really into that stuff. But when it came down to when she was the 300, my dad told me to record, and I had no clue what was going on. So I thought it was just recording for Instagram or TikTok.
Right.
And everyone, like, when all of the pins fell down, everyone started, like, cheering, and I was like, what is happening?
Avery, you're like, I'm kind of a big deal here. Avery, what do you hope? Let's start with this. What has bowling given you? What has this sport given you?
It's given me tons of friendships from all over the country. And it's given me opportunities to go to college and hopefully go to college and to start saving money for college.
Because there's cash prizes in some of these, right?
So, yeah, bowling is the only sport where youth can start earning scholarships at the age of 5.
Wow.
So, and the USBC has a dedicated, what they call a smart account. So any funds that you win through leagues or tournaments or whatever, you know, scholarship opportunities, it goes into an account and is held in that account until the bowler is ready to continue their education after high school.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, are they allowed, like in the case of Avery, if she wins a tournament and it's not a scholarship, let's say there's a pot of $100 or $200, is she allowed to keep it that, or is
no yeah,
because then she'd be like not an amateur, right?
So like next weekend we're going to be bowling down in Cape Girardeau in the Missouri Queens tournament, so that's an adult tournament, so but we're going to take her down there anyway because she's going to be able to compete with the older women. That is a cash tournament, but if she places, that money she would have won will actually just get sent to her smart account.
Okay, so you do get it. It's just on hold. What is it like competing against adults when you go to these tournaments and you're, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, but you're bowling against people who are 60?
I don't know. I just feel like they think that I'm a little kid, but like...
Well, you are.
Well, that's not what I mean. Like, as in, like, they can beat me and everything, but I don't know.
You win a lot.
Yeah.
What is your next goal? You've already bowled the 300. What is your next goal?
Probably to shoot 800.
Okay.
An 800 series.
What does that mean?
So that's also the next step up from a 300. So that would be your 3-game total of over 800. So that's an accomplishment.
How close have you come, Avery?
784.
Oh, you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
So an 800, you would have to roll 2 perfect games, would you not?
Pretty close.
You have to average 266 for 3 games.
Very large series.
We don't do math on this program.
I was going to say, did you just insert math?
Yeah. I did 800 divided by 3.
Well, Avery, we wish you the best of luck. How can we follow your career? Where are you on social? I'm assuming, Dad, you're in on that too.
You want me to give out your social tag? Well,
No, don't give it out on that. But like, if we wanted to just follow your career, do you have a bowling social?
Yeah, I have on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok,
Twitter, X, all of it. It's at AveryBourne300.
Okay, good. Oh, 300. Because like, you're in this tournament this coming weekend. I want to know how you do. I want you to beat all those old ladies.
Well, I'm going to try.
I'll tell you this. I'll give you $100 for your account if you turn around right before your first roll and go, y'all look a little long in the tooth back there. That doesn't mean anything to you, but I think your dad got the joke.
Avery, you are fabulous and humble, and we cannot wait to watch you soar. This is great. And you come back and let us know what college you pick, because I want to follow your career. This is great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys all for being here.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.